This one cast has board game reviews for you, yeah. We got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game reviews. You'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So I've got a couple more guests here. I've got David and Tracy. I understand you guys played a game just recently called Blurble. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
So did you guys have fun playing Blurble?
I did. It was okay.
Oh, this is going to be great. So, well, why don't you guys both tell me something good about Blurble?
I liked Blurble because it played quickly. Mm-hmm. So there was not downtime for the other people. We had six people sitting at the table, and I didn't really feel like downtime.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. It did play quick, no downtime. The artwork was really good for what it was. Each card has a picture, and what it was trying to convey was very clear. So okay. There was no confusion over what the card represented. I like that.
Yeah, and for that type of game, that's very
it's
important.
It's key, yes.
So is there anything bad that you want to say about Blurble or that you can't say about Blurble?
I thought when it was other people's turn, mm-hmm. the answers were so quick to my mind. And when it was my turn, my mind was like, But, I mean, that's probably the only bad thing I found.
Okay.
I found it a bit too simplistic. I think this might be a good first grader, second grader game if you're a parent. Would work great with a small kid.
Okay.
However, just adults playing it, it doesn't have that much charm. Other than just playing it that one or two times. So it's not something I would seek out. Maybe if I teach my kid or a parent with a kid, mm-hmm. it'd be a good fit.
Right, but it's not a party game that gamers would pull out regularly.
No.
Okay, fair enough. So let's go to our other category. Is there something you can put into that for Blurble?
I thought the shape of the cards were unnecessarily awkward. They were square on three sides and then a dome
on the
so it was a little awkward to shuffle, but
I think the game would do well with some sort of mechanism or some sort of device in the box to hold the cards, because it just had this giant clumsy stack that you had to pass around, whereas if they had a box that you could draw from smoothly or some sort of delivery system for the cards, that would have been a nice touch.
And actually putting the game away, the cards seemed to be larger than the space provided.
They didn't seem to fit back in the box, right?
Interesting. So kind of like a pup tent.
How you, exactly.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you, David and Tracy, for sitting here and talking with me about Blurble. So that strange noise in the background can only mean one thing. We're here at Scarab 2018. And I have with me right now someone who's been here before, Susan. How's it going, Susan?
Pretty good, thanks.
I understand this time you played a different game. What game are we talking about this time?
Blurble.
Okay. And was it Blurble? That's from that's one of those North Star games I think we got. Quark Quark. So why don't you tell me something good about Blurble?
It was really fun. It was very difficult to come up with something because you're under a lot of pressure in that very little amount of time. Especially when you're sitting to someone who's older than you and possibly smarter.
Okay. Is there something bad that you can say about Blurble?
Well, not really any flaws besides the fact that I think we may have seen two of the same card.
Oh, really? Interesting. And we got out something in our other category for this game.
We figured out a good strategy. When the card is coming down, you either yell or just shout out some random word, and it distracts the other person for just a moment, and you get a moment to think. At the very last round, it was a make it or break it round. The card flipped over, and I yelled chrysanthemum, and it was a coconut on the picture, so I still got the word.
Wow, interesting.
And then there were times where it would be like, bah! You couldn't figure out anything to say.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Interesting strategy there. I have to remember that. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Susan, for sitting down and talking with us about your experience at Blurble. Hope you have fun at Scarab 2018, and maybe we'll see you back here at the table to talk about more games.
Okay. Thank you.
Scarab 2018 going very strong. You might not get that impression by the intro to this. But it is, it's like 10 o'clock at night on Saturday. And I think I've been up since Thursday, maybe. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But anyways, I've got some folks here who want to talk about a game that they've played. So I've got sitting at the table in no particular order, which won't matter if you're listening to this because you don't know what order they're sitting in. I have Julie, Sarah, Miriam, and Jack. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Great.
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 Thanks.
Awesome. So what game is it that you guys want to talk about?
Blurble.
So, did you guys have fun playing Blurble?
Oh, yes. We did. It was great.
That seems to be a game that a lot of folks are having fun playing this year. So, what's some good things you want to say about Blurble?
Very easy to learn how to play. It's fun to laugh with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It helps train your brain to think on your feet.
Yeah. Okay.
The artwork is really amazing. I guess this person must be like a children's book illustrator or something. It all looks very... like factual, but colorful and fun also.
Okay, as I'm looking at a picture of a fox that's smiling.
Yeah, great art.
There are variations you can play to keep it fresh. We actually played so much today that we played every single card in the box.
Yes, we did.
And but there are variations in there, and they're actually like educational versions you can play with various ages of children, and they're all listed in there. So,
oh wow,
it's good for the whole family. Or school.
That's very cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. You don't expect it to take, it's pretty basic where you lay down a card, it has a picture on it, and you have to think to yourself, oh, that's a fox, starts with an F. What's another word that starts with F? And it sounds like a really simple thing, but I was timing it, and sometimes it took people 5 seconds to come up with a word, just because you're so stressed in the moment.
Yeah, you're put on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because you start seeing patterns of people's brain associations. Some people, the first thing they do is change the second letter. Some people, they think of something that's associated with that. Like some people would see the fox and say fur.
Mm-hmm.
So they think of something associated with it.
Or see a pot and say pan.
Right. And it's fun. When you play enough, you start to see the way people's minds work.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything bad that we can say about Blurble?
I can't think of a thing.
More cards.
It needs more cards.
We can't believe
keep them coming.
There are hundreds of cards in here, and we're kind of impressed.
Played through all of them.
We did.
But even though we played through them all, if you just change the way you're sitting, the game is different. Because
that's
then you're competing.
True.
You compete 2-on-2, and the others are referees, and it goes really quickly. So if you change the order you're sitting,
that's true.
It's a brand
good
new
point.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two different brains are battling, so it's a different game.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing bad.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, there's nothing bad about this game.
All right. Well, let's move to the other category. Is there anything we can think of that might fall into that?
I like the shape of the box.
The
it's not your typical square rectangle.
And the cards, too. The cards mirror the box.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
Do.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Well, tell them about the lamp. That was freaky.
Oh, the lamp card looks exactly like the lamp that's on the table on which we were playing. So
we took a picture
of it. We called it Lampception.
Yeah, we were afraid like one of us would appear on a card. Then what do we do?
I don't want to flip it.
Then we know we're in the Matrix.
Yeah. It was great. It was really, we laughed a lot.
Yes, we did. And you can, you know, depending on your audience, you can play, you can put different limitations on it. You can make it all, we made it all nouns to make it a little bit harder.
Okay.
And there were other ways you can play.
Yeah, we had rules like if the word had come up at all, you can't use that word again. Even if it wasn't used, wasn't a correct word.
We played it for hours.
Yeah, hours.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
So thank you.
Well, awesome. Well, well, thank you for coming over here and talking with me about Blurble. Again, I was talking with Julie, Sarah, Miriam, and Jack.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, there's a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.